America's number one funny man. Funny man. Man. What? Hey. Ooh. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What's up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Super duper excited to come here to your humble abode. If you're following on YouTube or if you're on a TikTok or where else are we? We are on LinkedIn right now, live as well. And we are on, Twitter, I think. I don't even know what Twitter is anymore. I can't even find Twitter on my phone. I think Twitter got a new name. I'm excited about this show today because I got three people that I absolutely adore. And I'm sure this first lady I'm going to introduce has no idea that I'm a fan. But I've had the chance to share a microphone with her before. She's been on our show. We finna argue. And she's a bit of a bully. I'm going to say it. That's right. I said it. She's a bully. She cussed me out. The first time we ever talked, she was like, no, you're stupid. And I was like, wow, felt good. Welcome to the show. Hailing from St. Louis. Some people call her St. Angeles. She's combined that in her products that she sells as well. But ladies and gentlemen, absolutely gorgeous. Her blonde locks are known nationwide. Welcome to the show. It's Dominique Lovings. Dominique, how are you?
Good morning. Now, why you lie to these people?
What I lie about?
I did not curse you out. I was very loving.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
That is not true.
So here goes, guys. This was the whole conversation. So I have a theory that I believe all good looking people look alike. Like, I think good looking people look like somebody else somewhere. Uh-huh. Ugly people, on the other hand, you never see them niggas twice.
I'm afraid. I'm a little nervous to hear.
So I said that all these good looking people look alike. And Dominique like, no, I don't look like nobody. I look like me. Ain't nobody else look like me. I was like, you know what? This is way too serious for me. I can't take it.
I mean, I do look like some. I look like my mom. But
you look like somebody. That's all I'm saying.
That's funny. It's LA. I get stopped often. Paparazzi stopped me and thought I was Reagan Gomez one time.
You look like people.
I don't look like people. I feel like it's not okay. God didn't do me how he did to here, which was copy and paste. I have been places and I was like, it's not.
You've never seen it to here nowhere else.
I have several times. And hippies been with me one of those times. I'm like, yo, he was just a taller dude. But I mean,
The moment you get taller, you stop looking like the short person.
Oh my God.
That's a fact. All right. Let's keep going. My other guest today, man, I met this young lady, man, and we became fast friends. She has the name of one of my favorite artists, but she is not him or related to him at all. I wish I had uploaded the picture she sent me to put on the flyer. Oh my God. I was like, who is this gorgeous ass bitch on this picture? Goodness gracious. Welcome to the show, Miss Erin Hall. Erin Hall, how are you?
Right. How you doing?
Hey, when you sent me the picture, you know, the fly ass, you cute ass lesbian bitch. I was like, who is this bad bitch on this picture?
That is too funny.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, because
you was like, that I sent you?
Yeah, little light makeup on, you know, the suit was fly. Matter of fact, I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna upload it. Oh, thank you so much for coming in, man. She's a director, she's a producer. How is this writer's strike affecting you, if at all?
It's not. I'm just working on my craft even more and more now that everything is on strike. I'm just writing and perfecting my scripts and getting everything together for when it does open back up.
That's it, man. You directed a piece right before the strike. I'm hearing myself, I think, in your background, Aaron, you might have to turn us down.
I have my head piece in.
Sometimes those wireless earbuds do that. So you might have to disconnect.
You might have to go just in the air.
Okay. I'm gonna put it back in.
Mic check 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. That works.
Okay, that good now?
Mic check. Hey, yes, that is much better. Yes, thank you, Aaron Hall. So, I'm super excited to chop it up with you today, and it's gonna be fun. And Aaron called me since I booked her. She'd be like, "Look, nigga, where's the link?" I'm like, "Aaron, I'm not sending the link till that day."
No, you didn't.
I did tell you. I just felt like it's gonna be okay, Aaron. You know, when is your birthday, Aaron Hall?
June 9th.
June 9th. So makes you a Cancer. Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, you're Gemini.
Exactly. Oh, the Gemini?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm an Aquarius. Hey, friend.
Okay, Aquarius.
What they got to do with anything? Aquarius and Gemini get along?
Yeah, we air signs.
I don't know.
My best friend, he is Gemini.
I don't know Aries and fire. I don't know air and fire. I don't know what that means. I think I'm a Virgo. What is that?
Isn't that an earth sign?
That makes sense.
I think it is. I'm not familiar with the that.
Okay.
Your wife and your daughter is an Aquarius, right?
It's Aquarians all in this house, and they not. We make mud.
Yeah.
Earth and water. Okay.
But it's not water. We're water bearers, but we're still air signs. I don't talk about it.
Aquarian women love me for some reason. And we're like polar astrological opposites, but them women, they love O'Reilly Perry. You can't get enough of O'Reilly Perry.
At that point, I don't even think it has anything to do with the signs, though. It has everything to do with the person, I think.
I think it's the other sign, the night sign, the rising. I think our risings match.
Okay.
Okay.
He knows about rising. He knows about moon signs. He knows about all of it.
I don't know nothing. Victor Marshall, thank you for tuning in. Andromeda J is in the building. And Miss Jones, I see you. Big Sis, I see you. Thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you guys for donating via the Super Chat yesterday. Victor Marshall, our first guy to partake and send us some money, man. I was like, wow, I never had that before. That was amazing. So you guys can benefit the show. Somebody says, oh, wow, great smile, Saints.
Oh, thank you.
Great smile. I mean, who doesn't have a great smile? You know what I mean? Like, everybody got a great smile. As long as you got teeth.
Let me have it. You already starting. Let me have it this morning.
Right.
Okay?
You're right. I apologize. That's the query in her. She got a rough tussle with me.
It's okay. So that might be my rising, which is Leo. My moon is also Leo. So yes.
Let Miss Saint have her flowers.
Deserves her flowers. Jerry the Great is in the building. I got our chance to go on a delinquent people's podcast. I know I'm saying it wrong, Jerry. I'm an asshole. Type it in the thing and I'll say it properly. Everybody does not have a great smile. You know what? Shut up, Andromeda. Nobody's
and I'm gonna do this. What the hell did you bring?
Aquarius gang. Oh God. That's the gang. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest for today, man, I love this guy. He's less of a man now than he was when I first met him. He's down probably. y'all see that means something though. Let me unpack this whole thing because I'm a great introducer. He's down over 100 pounds. He's drinking his water. Matter of fact, it may be 200 pounds if I'm not mistaken. What's so funny, Aaron Hall?
I'm not, I'm going to let you introduce him. Go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a business, you need this man in your life, welcome to the show, the business bully.
Dave. Uncle Rodney.
Dave.
Yes, sir. I'm good. Dave,
you're one of our favorites on the show, man. You're a great talker. You're a great human being. And your neck is wonderful.
Yeah, the neck is necking, Uncle Rodney. It's a lot of neck to be had.
Is that a pause moment?
I don't pause. I'm a grown man.
I'm never gay. And you gotta commend a man who didn't have a neck. The nigga, he got a neck now.
Right. I used to be a rapper called Two Chins, so I'm happy.
Your neck is wonderful. And I'm like, okay. Pause. I'm like,
no pause. I hate pause. My homie, he's an over pauser. He paused everything.
BT paused everything. Come on, dog.
Anyway, let's get to the show. First of all, Halle Berry is divorcing her latest beau. Here's my question, guys. I want to pose to you guys. First of all, let's do this. Halle Berry is first of all recognized as maybe one of the most gorgeous women in the world. Can we all agree?
Yes.
And Aaron Hall, I'm gonna let you answer that. Halle Berry, fine as hell. Am I right?
Yes, he's pretty. He's real pretty.
Aaron Hall. Okay, so Halle Berry has been married to. Halle Berry's been married to four different guys. Gabriel Aubrey, which is the current husband, and he's out of there. Olivier Martinez, David Justice, who they say went upside the head, and Eric Benet, who cheated on her. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But she's been linked to maybe 20 different guys. David Justice, Eric Benet, Gabriel Aubrey, Olivier Martinez, Michael Ealy got a little taste of that Halle Berry love. Christopher Williams, mm-hmm. promises. Shamar Moore, Van Hunt,
mm-hmm.
Danny Wood with the he got the most regular name, Danny Wood, and Kevin Costner.
What are you getting at?
I looked it up on the internet. And then Wesley Snipes. Somebody said Wesley Snipes. Yeah, but Wesley Snipes was definitely on the list. But here goes. First of all, nobody wants their body count just easily Googleable. It just ain't fair. It's not fair.
That's what you're getting at. Okay.
No, not even that. Not even that. My question to you guys is, all these relationships, is it her?
What the reason why it fails?
Maybe. That could, what's your thoughts, Aaron Hall?
I mean, it could be. Since she's the common denominator, but again, you never know what other issues somebody has, though.
And she walks away.
Yeah, and she might walk away from it, so you never know.
All right, St. Angeles, she got that we know of about 20 different guys now. Now, I'm not saying, you know, Rodney Perry ain't got a litany of, you know, hopefuls.
Well, yeah, Rodney, because you said your dick is only being for people that like you.
First of all, you don't have to quote me. It's people that love me. People love my penis. Okay.
Whoa, people or women?
First of all, I'm never kidding. I already said that.
Wow, it is 7 what here, and y'all, okay, 7:14. I'm going to say this.
Is it her, St. Angela?
I was going to say it's her because think about it. Like some of those people, she could have just been hooking up with. Like people could be hookups. We know her to be married 4 times. And I will say this, the Olivier guy, Martinez,
mm-hmm.
I was dating this actor. This Italian soap star, and he knew him. And so when they got together out the gate, he was like, I know this is not gonna last. This dude is like the guy version of like a gold digger. This will be really soon. And this is when they first got together. Now, unfortunately, the divorce and child custody, all this stuff, it took 8 years. So it was longer than they were together, right? They were only married 2 years. Mm-hmm. So in that case, I can say, hey, somebody already told me years ago that he was a mess and this was going to happen. But I'm going to say numbers Do the numbers really matter? Does it, like, because are you really trying to engage with somebody that has no sort of practice?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I agree with you. Look, Ms. Patterson says, why does the number matter for women and not men? It matters for both.
And a lot of men have dirty dick. So,
What does that mean? Men don't like
to go to the doctor and get checked out like they're supposed to. But for women, like, we cannot be as... This country has this weird, unhealthy fascination with virginalism and all those types of things. Where women, we can't...
Nobody want no virgin, no. Don't nobody want no virgin?
Nobody said that.
I like my ladies right at the edge of hope.
But not over the edge. Just right at the border.
Oh, adjacent.
So, go ahead.
I think that women are viewed more as something that shouldn't have as many bodies as men, because men get away with a lot of stuff and they say that women can't do it. So I don't think that, I'm not going to say that it's not fair, but they're saying that it's not safe for a woman to have as many bodies as it is for a man, because women have inner parts. They don't have outer parts. So men can just do whatever they want to do.
And I don't want to throw you under the bus, but you are a lesbian, am I right?
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
I'm about to follow up question to that, because I want to make that. Okay. So would you prefer your ladies to be more or less promiscuous? Does that matter to you?
No, it's less. I would definitely say less, because I don't want to get anything. Like,
you don't want your ladies to have no motherfucking 55 body count either.
You have to back me up.
No, but that's not the point I'm trying to get at, though.
Okay.
I'm saying men are allowed to do more. Because it's acceptable for them to
do more. No, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. It's not fair at all. Business Bully, man. Welcome to the show. First of all, Halle Berry, is it her or am I tripping?
You're not tripping. It is her. Here's why. Common denominators, right? Like, we learned this in fourth grade. Common denominators. What do Wesley Snipes, Aaron Hall, Christopher Williams, Olivier Martinez, Eddie Murphy all have in common? When they stop messing with Halle Berry, they moved as far away from Halle Berry as humanly possible. There has to be something about you that is making you mess up. Just like when I went to a buffet and the buffet people were like, you know what? That's enough. There was something about me that turned off Golden Corral and Old Country Buffet and the all-you-can-eat Chang's Garden. So at some point, you have to take a certain level of accountability. Now, when it comes to the whole... why don't women get to do what men do? Blah, blah, blah. There's a few reasons. The first is this. When a man takes on a responsibility, I mean, if they decide to have sex and they conceive a child, you know, if you're with that one woman, then that child is most likely yours. If that woman is out here and not with her hands.
What was that? What was that little noise? What was that?
That was my version of cheeks clapping. Because this is a family show and it's early. You know,
is it as rhythmic as that?
I mean, you'd have to ask, you know, a very few ladies who have experienced the rhythm, Uncle Rodney. But it's close. Yeah. It's nice. I'm, you know, more like Sean Paul. Just make a clap. But no, if you got a, you never question a maternity. There's never been a maternity test Tuesday on any radio show. There's never been a maternity test on Maury Povich. Because you know when that baby pops out of you, it's popping out of you. We don't necessarily know if you out here, you know, if that baby is yours. The other part of that is, I don't want a virgin. I've never wanted a virgin. But I do like high-quality, certified pre-owned. And I think that's where we are.
Certified.
So what's wrong with being a virgin? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with being a virgin. Virgins are great, except for after a while, you have to teach them everything. And who's got time for that level of on-the-job training? I have empires to build.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Bully.
All right, y'all, moving on. I don't know if y'all saw this story. I did a sat in with Comedy Hype yesterday. Shout out to Comedy Hype. And the question came up about Steve Harvey. So apparently Steve Harvey tweeted, E. Doug says vaginas are much more high maintenance than the penis, which has nothing to do with nothing. Okay. But I get where he was going with that. Okay. But Steve Harvey tweeted something to the fact that who is the worst comic you ever saw? and on a
I saw that and I was like,
you were taken aback by that, St. Angeles. Talk to me. What are you thinking?
I mean, I just think about when the original Kings of Comedy came out, right? And shout out to Cedric, St. Louis, you know, Northside. I'm not.
Yeah, my mentor, a great human being. Yes.
Yeah. But we all know he was coming in fourth on there. So it's just interesting.
Wow.
Did I lie? And I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to get you in trouble or anything because these are your peers.
But I
just remember a kid.
That's one thing about comedy, it's all subjective and everybody's entitled to have their opinion.
And so I saw this post on Twitter and then I saw it on Facebook.
Okay.
And so it's so interesting. The you would think because of the audiences are different. You got your family drama people on, you know, the Facebook. Everybody, for the most part, I'm going to say this. A lot of people did not say Steve, but the majority were, I don't want to name no names. Somebody might have been in Girls Trip and somebody.
Queen Latifah is not a stand-up comedian.
Listen,
and
it was another well-known man, and so it was really across the board, like very like linear, like very parallel, and the same.
Really?
Yes, it was really interesting. I was really shocked.
But how about this? How about this, Aaron Hall? The question came up: should Steve Harvey be the guy to introduce this subject at all? Like why would he keep up the mess? Is the question. What are your thoughts?
I think Steve Harvey can do whatever he wants to do. Personally, I think Steve Harvey's funny. He's done a lot of great stuff for comedy, and from his book to the comedy to the movie that he made from the book, I think he can say whatever he wants to say as far as that goes, because he's funny to me.
Yeah, and the question came up, Bully. The question came up, well, maybe Steve didn't tweet this. Maybe Steve didn't. I'm a firm believer that Steve Harvey sanctions and knows exactly what he's doing. I think he was looking to get some energy on his page for whatever reason. He's got millions of followers and he wanted to put some energy on the page. What's your thoughts?
Steve Harvey's a troll. That's it. He's a troll. He's the 50 Cent of comedians. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He'll throw a rock and hide his hands. That's exactly what it is. And we all know this. And to act like Steve Harvey has not been funny, it is utterly ridiculous. Is he the funniest out of those four? That's subjective. I will say that I saw when they were workshopping that, and I saw what happened in Philadelphia at the Laugh House when they were workshopping that, and that was the last time Steve Harvey headlined, because nobody wanted to follow Bernie. Bernie had people, the people was waiting on chicken wings because everybody kept dropping the plates.
Wow.
It's a different level, but that man.
I mean, but Sid closed some of those shows too in certain cities. Sid was closing those shows out as well.
True. But Sid's a closer.
But Steve, but arguably Steve at that time was the most famous of the four.
Bro. Mm-hmm. I may be the most famous person in the business world of you four. It doesn't necessarily mean that I need to be closing this show.
Wow. How about this, guys? And I'll give y'all this quick Steve Harvey story. So I toured with Steve, I've toured with everybody, but I toured with Steve, and there was a rumor, there was a monument in New York that Steve had to see. And in Central Park, there were flags as far as I could see. So we drove past it, like, Steve, that's the monument everybody been talking about. He's like, well, it ain't in the hell, that ain't nothing. You know, that ain't shit right here. What the hell y'all showing me that for? And what the monument looked like is it looked like a bunch of clotheslines with orange towels, orange like blankets draped over them. And so as we were driving past and they showed Steve the monument, I'm in a limo, I go, shit, it looked like a bunch of blankets on a clotheslines. And they say, ride the pier, that's it. That's a joke, nigga. And when I tell you, Steve Harvey walked on stage with that one look, bit of an idea, and did 27 minutes about how he was going to snatch the clotheslines. Ain't no way he was going to be cold out there in New York with all these clotheslines hanging around in Central Park. nigga, it was St. Angeles. It was magical. And it really, for me, it was a moment where I felt like I could write for some of the best comics in the world. When he took that one little idea that I said and made it into 27 minutes of comedy, it was beautiful.
I just want to go on the record and say, now, Aaron, Mr. Bully, y'all, I did not say that he was Mr. Bully. Because he said, because St. Angeles, and I was like, whoa.
He was throwing to you for your opinion.
Okay, I was like, wait a second.
Y'all did not say that. I was throwing you under the bus. I would never do that.
I'm not a comic, right? Like, that is not my profession, right? So, you said, it is subjective. But I can see how that happens, but you have to have a certain level of improv. Like, I've seen a lot of people perform, and I always, like, anytime I see something that maybe, like, CT or something, I'm like, CT is, like, the king of improv. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's the best.
It's so crazy how I'm like, what? Just, wow, right?
Right.
So, I can see that being funny, but again, I didn't say that there, Lil.
You just a reporter. We're not judging you, baby. We're not judging you. All right. Business Bully says,
yes, sir.
$1 in and get 50 back. What does that mean, Bully?
So here's the thing. When you have anything, we have a mentality, especially when it comes to Black people in business, that we're Kevin Costner. No Halle Berry, but if you build it, they will come. And it's like, no. If you build it, you built it. Now you got to get out here and market it. And what we try to do is we treat our businesses like it's 1981 and we think Ronald Reagan's the president and we work on word of mouth. But I don't know about you, Uncle Rodney, but I got a million and one things to do, right? I'm not concentrating on somebody, you know, Mrs. Jenkins just started her shea butter business. So you have to advertise. You have to put money where the people are. You have to start paying for attention.
St. Angeles has a business. Talk to me about your business, St. Angeles.
So I have a luxury candle line called St. Angeles. It is based on inspired by my love of, you know, France. And so, so each scent that I have is kind of like a Calgon, like it takes you away.
Oh.
But, you know, whether it be in your bedroom, you're about to take this bubble bath or just wind down for the evening. And I'm sorry, my dog is being very chaotic.
I love your dog.
But, yeah, so because, you know, think about it. Scents evoke memories and thoughts, and they take you to a certain place. And so I want to take you on this luxurious experience from the comfort of your own home.
Oh.
Let's shout out what's her name? What's the singer name with the scent of candle? She got a candle too, right? America Badu has
she got that.
Aaron, stop smiling, Aaron.
Aaron did get excited.
Aaron, calm down, Aaron.
Funny. Right. I actually know somebody that bought one of them candles.
You said what?
Did you smell it?
No, he said it smelled good though. He lights it up every day. He said he likes it.
Wow.
How about the incense?
It's the camp, like the that smell like what's
that stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, I know Gwyneth Paltrow has something like that too, but I'm like, I don't know.
Nobody wants the mayonnaise candles.
Yeah, I was like, I like the person, but I don't know if I want to smell your cootie cat. Like, no.
Oh yeah. Did you say cootie cat? All right, here we go. Bully. Best four books for entrepreneurs. Give me two of them.
All right.
Gotta go to your page and see the rest.
Got you. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And since we're only doing two, Sell It Like Jesus, Principles and Strategies of the World's Greatest Salesman by Dave Anderson. Available in fine bookstores everywhere.
Hey, you know what? You know what? How many books have you written?
22.
22 books, man. That's remarkable to me, man. Well freaking done.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you know, Dave has all this stuff he be saying on his page. Or I'll report that when I put it. You're just one decision away. What does that mean, Dave?
So when you're one decision away, like, think about it like this. If you decide today, that you're going to take your life in your own hands. You're one decision away from being whatever it is. If I decided to just stay in entertainment, I would have just stayed in entertainment. I made a decision to go off on my own, bet on myself, and that decision has taken me all over the world. It has allowed me to be free. It allowed me to show up for my kids. It allowed me to be a more involved husband, and I'm not worried about living for the weekend, you know? And so when you make a decision to change your life, that decision will reverberate. And all it takes is one. I made a decision. I didn't want to be fat no more. So I decided to lose weight.
How about one decision. That? Wow. Want to turn strangers into raving fans and attract high ticket clients for free. How do you make a stranger into a fan, bro?
Here's the thing, bro. I am the Trey Songz of talking heads. You know, I am Mr. Steal Your Fans. So you use other people's audiences. Which one of y'all? And you let them get a taste of what it is that you have. Drug dealers do it all the time. They give you a hit, you know, for free. So I'll take that. And then when you come back, boom, you're a fiend. The object of the game is to start talking to people in soundbite. Start talking to people about things they can connect with. Be human. Be who you are. Get your personality out there. Even Jesus said, my sheep will hear my voice. You're not supposed to be for everybody, but the people you resonate with are waiting to meet you. So you got to show up where they are. And then people will start to go through your content, start Googling you, and Google will tell all my business. They'll go on your Instagram, and then he might slide in your DM like, hey, what is it that you do? How do you do that? I saw you said this one thing. Are you taking clients right now? And then boom, made a lot of money. Stealing other people's fans.
The rest is history. Hey, y'all, my name is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. My guest today, Ms. Dominique Lovings. Ms. Erin Hall as well is in the building, you know, with the dimple face. And the business bully is in the building as well. Here goes, guys. I wanted to do a game with y'all, right? I want to do a game. And, you know, a previous guest has complained about my games. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. So the name of this game is The Upside. The Upside. So I'm gonna give you a scenario that's horrible, and you guys give me the upside of that situation. Like, y'all flip it. It's improv. It's all improv. You're living in the moment. Yeah. My business bully.
Yes, sir.
Your girl. You catch your girl cheating with another guy. What's the upside?
I just lost 312 pounds, and I immediately belong to the streets. Like, what are you talking about? Cheat on me if you want to. Who are you gonna follow up with? You're gonna have to get like a Michael Strahan or somebody. Like, you go ahead and cheat on me. Fumble this bag, please.
Don't fumble the bag. Don't fumble the bag.
Please,
all right.
Fumble this bag.
All right, St. Angeles.
I was like, you ain't dying. He was like, I'm going to the streets.
For the streets, hilarious. Okay.
I mean, logically, I mean, if yeah, you didn't die, but it's just like, I mean, it's so many people in the world. Like, you about to go. I'm not going to go get, you know, if it were me. I already had some niggas probably lined up anyway. So.
Who are you, Dominique?
You're going to the Reagan Gomez fan club meetings like, hey, y'all.
Yeah, I'm just gonna call somebody else, call a couple other people, and have a good time and go out.
is that the upside? Is moving on? Is that the upside?
Yeah, listen, I'm like home. I'm like the business boy. I feel like y'all don't get no better than me. Like you kind of gotta call me.
Right, Erin Hall. New question. Okay, you hit the lottery, and lose the ticket. You hit the lottery. Lose the ticket. What's the upside? You hit the lottery, but you lost a freaking ticket.
I probably didn't need it anyway. I probably bought up the whole world. I probably didn't need that money. Didn't need the ticket.
I'm not mad at that. Hey, Dominique, you hit the lottery, but lose the ticket. What's the upside?
The upside is that I took a picture of the ticket.
Oh, did you?
Like, front and back, I'm like, hey, I was at this gap. Just, I have to do stuff. I be losing, like, papers all the time. And that really did. I didn't win nothing from that lottery ticket, but that did happen. I was like, going forward, I will be taking a photo. So this
Oh, really? This happened in your real life?
Yes, this happened in real life.
But so, quick question though, do they take that when you take a picture of it?
I don't know. I'll be like, I was at this store, but we gonna hopefully I never lose the ticket again. So we gonna see.
Hey, you guys, thanks for sharing the broadcast. Appreciate y'all. Like, share, and comment, all that good stuff. We mad respect, mad love. Cedric E. Dub says, Cedric is the funniest of that group to me. And you're very much entitled to say that. All right, Business Bully, the upside.
Okay, so the upside of losing the lottery ticket?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so there's an app called TurboScan. So you take the picture, right? And the other part of that is if you bought it at a store, which 9 times out of 10 you do, they have a timer that'll tell you what time you bought that ticket. And if you're smart, you don't use cash or a debit card. You use your credit card so they can run those things back. They'll print out another ticket, confirm it with the lottery commission. I miss nothing. And then, by the way, that's the last time you'll see me on this show or any other show. I'm gone.
Are you out of here?
I know my family, bro. Like, nah. Yeah. I got cousins I ain't seen since the Reagan administration. I'm good. Nah. I'm out.
All right, goodness gracious. All right. Your significant other goes through your phone and finds a text conversation between you and another person. And they're way upset. What's the upside to that, Dominique?
I mean, the upside is that I found out this person can't trust me. So I'm a leave, but I could also be a little toxic to some people, but I'm not. I'm thinking about it in retrospect. I don't have to deal with this my entire life. So I'm going to remove myself from the situation like Halle Berry's been moving herself from the situation.
She definitely will get out of there, won't she?
Running fast.
All right, Aaron Hall, your significant other's going through your phone. They upset. They tripping. What's the upside? What's the win for you?
Both of them. Because if I'm with somebody, I shouldn't be doing that anyway. Well, then again, it depends on the conversation. But at the same time, it would be my fault.
I don't know. I would tell my lady. I said, look, I'm trying to get us another wife in here. Stop playing. I'm trying to get you some help.
Oh my gosh.
Bully.
Yes, sir.
She goes through your phone. She's crazy, mad, upset. What's the upside to that?
There's a couple. The first is, my grandfather would say, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Okay.
Context is everything. That's the first thing. Context is everything. The second thing is, well, let's have a conversation. Let's unpack that, right? We go to counseling, you know, we can go over to Chili's, have a couple of drinks, and we'll talk about it. And then, you know, I'll enlist the negotiator. And then we'll get back to whatever we need to get back to. But, like, it's me and you, girl. It's me and you.
Yes. I think
that's what you're going to say? Okay. Yeah. Hey, Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. My guest for today is Dominique Lovings. Aaron Hall is in the building. That's Aaron H. for the people that really are friends. And the Business Bully is in the building. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's go to the game. This or that. This or that. Very simple. Real easy. This or that. I'm going to give you two things. You say this or that thing. Whatever. Okay, here we go. Dominique, buns or sliced bread?
Oh, good toasted bun.
Really? So you put a little butter on it.
Yes, I just made a hamburger the other day. Definitely.
You know, I evaluate woman on how she makes a sandwich. If a woman can make a good sandwich, motherfucking turkey, some cheese on that motherfucking mayonnaise, Miracle Whip though.
Yes. Miracle Whip guy. Yeah, I have a meal service.
Really?
I have HelloFresh because I can't go grocery shopping, y'all. I get everything except for the groceries that I'm supposed to get.
What'd you be getting?
Condoms.
I either got some ding dong, something else that I'm not even supposed to have.
You're impulse buying.
And I can say I want a six pack. I said, yeah, but I'm about to eat this Hostess cupcake. Like, come on. Like, so this keeps me less distracted. Also, like, we know how it is. You got to go to certain grocery stores. I'm not trying to do that no more. Hit three grocery stores. But
she hates toasted buns. She hates it. That's a strong word.
I don't know. Take it off the screen. That's
she said, leave her buns raw. She want her raw ass, cool ass buns.
Even like you, if you get like a really good barbecue hot dog, and you get a chance to toast the bun before you
listen.
Yeah. Miss Patterson says, Miracle Whip is gross. You better shut your mouth, Miss Patterson. Shut your mouth. Shut your damn mouth.
It's all mayonnaise right. With sugar in it.
What it is wonderful. The sandwich is in the sandwich without the tangy zip of Miracle Whip. Hey. All right, here we go. Business Bully.
Yes, sir.
Bar soap or hand soap? Bar soap. Or body wash.
I'm going to have to take body wash, Uncle Rodney. Absolutely. Because I'm a man. Let's just keep it real. I do this like it's a brand new Mustang. Top down. Real simple. This is because I get the dial because the dial got the body wash that's also doubles as a shampoo and conditioner. So, and then we start working. We go top down, Uncle Rodney.
For you, one stop shop.
Yes.
Man.
All right. Aaron Hall, I noticed you got your glasses on. I'm going to throw this one at you. Glasses or LASIK surgery? Glasses or LASIK surgery?
I'd say LASIK, but I've done had glasses all my life, but I would have to go with LASIK.
Glasses becomes a part of your identity because I had LASIK done, and LASIK, only people that talk bad about LASIK sell glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gotta get after because it only lasts for about like 10 years LASIK, so you gotta go back in.
Mine lasted a little longer than that. It was probably 15 to 17, but like my vision is just starting to wane now, and but it was over 15 plus years.
Even with glasses, you gotta get your eyes recalibrated.
So anyway, like, yes.
Yeah, what are you, bionic?
I was like, well, I've never heard anybody refer to getting
their eyes. Yeah, my eyes got to get an oil change this week, Rodney. I can't do the show.
Are you bullshitting? All right, Dominique.
Yo.
Here we go. The Knight Rider or the General Lee? Do you know what those words mean?
No.
How
old
are you?
I know Knight Rider was a show.
Yes. Knight Rider was a show. The actual Knight Rider is a car, and a General Lee is a car.
Oh.
General.
Oh.
You were doing so good.
Knight Rider sounds cool. General Lee sounds like very, like, racist. Southern. Racist. And like, racist. Yeah. Knight Rider sounds cool.
Knight Rider was cool as fuck.
Okay.
Great call, Dominique. Great call. Dominique, Aaron Hall, do you know what the Knight Rider or the General Lee is? Because I know I'm showing my age.
I know Knight Rider. We studied the Knight Rider when I went to film school. I know.
Really?
Studied it?
Yeah, we studied it.
The Knight Rider, the TV show?
Yeah, they showed the movie and everything.
Wow. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So that was a great David Hasselhoff played the Knight Rider. But I'm talking about the car, the Knight Rider or the General Lee. The General Lee was Bo and Luke Duke's car. Mm-hmm. It was set in Hazard County, Georgia, there were no blacks.
That's right.
And I love this show, Bully.
I love the Dukes of Hazzard.
I had no idea that I was into the fucking Confederate flag. I had no idea.
Me neither. I loved it, bro. Listen.
As a kid growing up, I was an absolute racist. It didn't even occur to me there was no blacks in Hazard County.
No, you know what? First of all, let's set the record straight. Them was just two good old boys never meaning no harm. That's it. Not to mention, if you have to choose, here's the thing. If you're black, right? Let's just imagine in an alternate universe, you're black and you got to choose between being the Knight Rider, right? Because Kit is the car, right? And being in the General Lee. Let's just take this logically. That car is souped up. That car is a million five, right? They're going to stop your black ass because it's a nice car. And everywhere you go, that car go, woo, woo. Woo, woo. Nah, bro. That's one. Number two, you ever notice how many times the General Lee got away from the cops? That's the car that niggas need.
Wow, how about that? Andromeda says, RP always trying to sneak some ancient civil rights topic in. He's only elder on the panel. We don't know this stuff.
Yes, we do.
You shut your mouth. Bully knows it. Bully knows it. I knew he would. Okay.
I was like, I don't know. But the Knight Rider, I looked it up. So I was like, okay, so that's pretty much a Corvette kind of.
If you said Baywatch, she would have got it.
No, it wasn't a Camaro.
No. It kind of looks like, I'm looking at the front of the car, it looks like a Corvette.
I don't think it's a Corvette. I think it's a Camaro.
Of course it's not a car. It's a Camaro. Corvette. It's not the Knight Rider. But it kind of...
No, the Knight Rider is a Camaro. It's less than a Corvette. It's a step down.
Oh, okay. Well,
it had everything. Now, if you put it in today's time, it's not that. It's basically a Tesla because it's got Siri in it. It's got the internet in it. You know what I'm saying? You can talk to your watch and get your car. We got that already. But in the 80s, oh, man. Listen.
All right, Aaron Hall, here we go. Next question.
Yes, sir.
Mind your business or be nosy.
It depends on what situation. I'm a mind my business though. Sometimes be nosy, but I'm a mind my business most of the time.
What's your percentage of being nosy? How many times? 80%.
25% minding my business. 25% nosy. But then again, it depends on the situation though.
Okay.
You want me to elaborate?
No. I don't want to know.
I kind of want to know.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Aaron. Tell us. When are you going to be nosy? When are you not going to be nosy?
If I see some foul stuff going on outside, like between people, or if it has to do with two women fighting or a man fighting a woman or whatever, I'm going to be nosy. And then I'm going to try to step in and like split it up. But other than that.
Really? So you're going to be like Michael Jackson. You're going to step between.
I ain't say all that. I said.
You mean like beat it?
Yeah, you might have stopped it. You guys need to stop it.
But then, all right, there you go.
All right, business bully, sir. Mind your business or be nosy.
I get paid to mind other people's businesses, Uncle Rodney. So in my personal life, I got no desire to be nosy. I'm good. I'm minding my damn business. I'm minding the business that pays me. That's it.
How about that? All right, Dominique, mind your business or be nosy.
She got nosy mouth.
I'm a mind my business while being nosy.
How are you gonna split the difference?
No, because the two can coexist. Like,
okay, unpack this.
Let me tell you. So we got some family drama that's been happening for over a year, right?
Okay.
I just started talking to my daddy again. I had to check him the other day on some shit. I was like, yo, I be having my parents sometimes.
You can't check your daddy. You know that ain't right.
Apparently,
you can't talk to me like that. I'm not a kid.
Are you the oldest?
I'm the baby. So
okay.
Oh, you definitely got to shut the fuck up. You got to shut the fuck up.
No, I can't. Listen. So that's why I can mind my business while being nosy because I'm the baby. Because you know, so I'm in the corner. You know, kind of standing at the door, listening, eavesdropping, so I can know the ins and outs. But like, I want an ear to it. But then I want to be able to be like, okay. Yeah, that's messed up.
I'm not mad that you split the difference on that. All right, here we go. Next one. And this is for Andromeda because she hates this question. I'm going to throw it out to y'all because you guys are wonderful. And Business Bully as an ex-fat dude, I'm throwing this to you too as well.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Milky Way or Snicker?
Oh, man. Come on, man. Snickers all day.
Really?
Yeah.
You like those nuts in your mouth, huh?
Nah, man, let me tell you something. The truth of the matter is, I do like the nuts. I'm not going to lie. I ain't going to lie. Pause.
Oh, Milky Way or Snicker?
I'm going to say both because I'm greedy.
No!
Come on.
Love it.
We split the difference. Fuck it. All right. Dominique, I don't know what you're looking at, but Milky Way or Snicker?
You know she wants
to. I'll send an email for work.
That's
all. But I'm done.
Okay.
She's trying to check you right now.
Milky Way, Snicker. Thank you.
I'm gonna do Milky Way. I'm not a I'm not a really big nut. Sometimes, listen, the nuts be making me itchy sometimes.
So you're allergic to nuts.
Yeah. So like,
I want to be allergic to nuts too. That's crazy. I wanted that Aquarius thing.
I just Milky Way all day. And if you get one that's just right, that's like the right amount, like the little nougat part where it's and it's like a little warm, like it's been, you know, a vending machine that might be outside. And
first of all, Andromeda, shut your mouth, okay?
She ain't wrong though.
Nobody wants a damn Milky Way except toothless old folks and crackheads.
Man,
wow, that's
they call me a crackhead because baby, give me a Milky Way all day.
All right, here we go, guys. All right, Aaron Hall, you first. Bow-legged or pigeon-toed?
Pigeon-toed.
Really?
Huh? Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
You see that? That proves that you're young. Though. You're a young person.
Uh-uh.
If your ass is over 40, you won't bow-legged. All right, Dominique, bow-legged or pigeon-toed?
Definitely bow-legged. Definitely bow-legged because pigeon-toed...
Pigeon toe is kind of hot right now.
I know a few pigeon toes, and I love them. But I'm like, man, like this is my eyes go straight there all the time. Like, and I don't think that's right. Like, I shouldn't immediately.
Hey, when I was growing up, we used to fake being bow-legged. Niggas would stand bow-legged until they became bow-legged for real. Like, you fake bow-legged so long, you was actually bow-legged.
Pigeon toe. I just remember this one girl, like, I can't ride a bike because my feet get stuck in like trying to pedal, and I will just never forget that.
Hold on, guys. Hey, I'm on my podcast, Miss Mo. Hey, sweet baby. Say hi to the people.
Hey, my sweet baby.
All right. Hey. I love you. All right. As Monique called me just now, that's crazy. Okay,
yeah, I just threw that in there. Yes, baby. Yes. I'm sorry, I had to do it. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen somebody that's been both?
What, bow-legged and pigeon-toed?
Sam? Now that you say that, that's a good. The little people be bow-legged and pigeon-toed.
Yeah.
Little people.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen some big people like that too, though.
Watch them. Really.
All right.
All right, guys, moving on. Here goes Dominique. I'm about to hit you with this. Okay. Would you rather have great service or great food?
I'm going to say great food. I know, and I want to say both, but I'd rather, like, you know, like, your food can still be good because the waitress ain't cooking it, right?
Right.
But I just...
Bad service just burns my balls, though, man. I get it,
but I've had bad service, and my food has been fire. And I was like, I don't love that, but, you know... I still have to tip you, and I'm like, okay, we starting at 25 and going down from there. So that's on you.
Do you do that? I don't do that. I tip what I tip.
No, sometimes
all the black people in the world that don't tip. That's what I do.
Yeah, no, and I'm a person, I don't care who you are, like I get it, life happens to all of us. Maybe tell them to put you, I can't wait tables today. I feel like I can't be great today, so I'm a just bust tables. Like, so I ain't really got to talk to nobody, give people water, but I've experienced, and you know, LA, like it's like that, y'all. Like, we get a lot of bad service all the time, but good food, man.
Wow. Aaron Hall, long drive or long walk?
Around the
block. Long walk. I have to do the long walk.
Really?
I can't.
You don't like being in a long car no long ass time.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'd have to do a long walk.
All right, Bully. Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
Really?
I'm gonna tell you why, bro. Like,
break it down to me. Get
Christmas is a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause this, I'm gonna tell you. My mama watching this broadcast, but she know because I done told her to her face. When my mom flies in from Arizona, all of a sudden, all the family members who don't know my, who automatically don't know my number, no time of the year. Oh, they calling, they showing up, they popping in, and as soon as my mama get back on the plane, they go scattering like the roaches that they are. So,
roaches.
Halloween, I ain't got to see none of them. I got an 8-year old. She loves Halloween. She likes to dress up. Now I can fit any costume at the regular stuff. So listen, I'm about to go all out. Okay, Halloween is my time, so I'm here for it. Listen, I already got. Look, I'm gonna show you right now. I got my Thanos sword. I'm ready to go.
Wow,
Halloween gonna be an adventure this year. I might double as Killmonger. I don't know.
Did you just reach arm's length and get a toy?
First of all, this is not a toy. This is a scaled replica Thanos double sword from Endgame. This is not a toy. This is a
prop. Wow, that is amazing.
It hangs on my wall.
All right, last question, guys. We got to get up out of here. Last question. Dominique, a.k.a. St. Angeles. Curve or straight?
Oh, God. Ah, you know what he's asking.
Your mama is watching your show.
Whatever you want.
How you think I got here, Dominique?
It's whatever you want to call it.
Okay. I've only experienced curve twice in my life.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say straight because that's what I encounter often. Right. It's more common, but I mean, curved is for fun.
Is that right?
I've never had it enough to be like, "Ooh, girl, yeah, you gotta get your curve on." Like, I don't.
See, like, low mileage, high quality pre-owned.
I can't believe that you really, Rodney. Okay.
First of all, I didn't. I only said two words. That's all I said. Okay, Aaron Hall, curved. Aaron Hall, curved or straight?
None.
All right. No problem. That's more than fair. Okay. More than fair.
I just thought about something. Do they even make curve like extra body on, crack that you get at a sex shop?
I'm sure they do.
Seen it.
I have no.
I'm sure they do.
I've never seen it.
I bully curved or straight.
First of all, I just like you know I've lost 312 pounds, so I just saw mine. For the first time since the Clinton administration.
What you doing down there, fella?
Listen, I was like, hey, friends. It's so funny running into you. So for me, just me and mine, I ain't talking about nobody else. Yeah. I know what mine is. Okay. Let's go.
Rodney.
I got a slight curve in mind, so I'm going to say curve.
That for you, but not your preference.
No, I don't prefer no. I'm like Aaron. I don't prefer no penis.
That's exactly right. It's three lesbians and Dominique on this show right now.
Hey, what a great show today. I can't thank you guys for coming on enough. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We do this show every single day. Every single day. I'm at show number 204. 204. This is season 3, episode 4 of season 3. Dominique Lovings, thank you for coming on. How do we stay in touch?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at St. Angeles. I have a podcast called Whiskey Soured, Libations of Conversations, where we talk about a lot of hot topics sometimes. And we dive in, and as well as Everyone Needs an Aquarius podcast. And I have a project that I'm working on with my sister that's coming out shortly. We just filmed the first episode for our rewatch of Insecure. We're 7 years removed from the first season dropping on HBO. And how does everybody feel now? So we are getting into that as well. And I have a candle line. Saint-Angeles.com. Hit the candles tab and use code Aquarius at checkout for a nice surprise.
Check it out. Very nice. Miss Erin Hall, thank you for coming on today. You've been a joy, absolute joy. You did it. I know you was worried about coming on here with me, but you killed it. How do we stay in touch?
Be prepared, you know.
How do we stay? How do we stay in touch, Erin?
So on Instagram, I'm Erin Hall Official, E-R-I-N-H-A-L-L Official.
All right, and you and what's your next project? Because I know you got a movie in the can. What's your next thing?
So I'm currently working on a film right now. I'm working on a script, and I'm almost finished. So this one's a full length feature. Ooh. So I actually got to talk to you about it because I want you to be in it too. So I gotta.
If you got some money? I come do it. I tell you that.
Can I be an extra?
I'm all over.
Like I'm serious. Even the business bully.
Hey, I'll sign me up.
Oh, let me show you my my latest project. I don't even know if I can do this because they had a strike. So. Where is it? Oh, I got stuff I'm supposed to show you. I got all kind of shit in here. God dang it. Is this true?
Because there's a problem with chivalry. You cannot demand chivalry and equality at the same time.
Ooh.
Because chivalry in itself is inequality. You're getting different treatment based on you being a female, which conflicts with feminism and equality. So you got to pick one. Either you get treated like a lady and get privileges that only women get, or you get the equality that you seek and you get treated like everybody else, which won't be chivalry.
Bars.
Mic drop.
Was it? Was it a mic drop?
Was it a mic drop? Dominique. Oh, Dominique, is that in any way close to being true?
No. Because it takes nothing to be a decent human being to anybody. Like, I've seen men hold the door for men, so I don't, no, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, because I'm a woman, Lord. See, now why you show this at the end? This is a whole nother episode.
No, it's a whole nother episode. Don't go down a rabbit hole. Don't go down a rabbit hole.
But I'm just going to say hard no.
Okay.
And I don't want to get all, no.
Okay, real quick, Erin Hall, what's your thoughts real quick?
I gotta agree with her that just like she said, there's nothing wrong with being a decent human being. So I gotta.
All right, guys. So here we go. Here's the last. I supposed to show y'all this 20 minutes ago. Bully, I want your response first because we as husbands have to make some reservations from time to time. So check it out.
I have a question. My girlfriend and I just had a baby, and we live in a 1-bedroom apartment. I tell my girl if we move in with my parents, it will take us 2 years to buy a bigger house because we can save up faster. But if we stay where we are now, it will take us 6 years to move out. She doesn't want to move in with my parents because she wants space, privacy, and it will be weird and uncomfortable for her. I tell her, think about the bigger picture, just sacrifice 2 years and we will be good. We argue every single day about this. So my question is, if you had to choose, what would you do? Would you live with your parents or stay where you are?
Okay, so let's look at this from a logical standpoint. It's dirt simple. Number one, you're with the wrong person because you have to look at things logically. The problem with this type of individual, whether they are a woman or a man or the other 367 genders I'm not clear on, is that many people tend to care about what other people think. And that's why you do not build wealth.
So what? Are they right or wrong, though? Should they go live with the mama or should
live with your parents? You damn right to live with your parents. In 2 years, that is 24 months of you not paying rent, that you can stack bread and then buy something so that your children have a legacy. When my mother, God forbid, and I wish my mama lived a long life. When my mother dies, I'm getting like 2-3 properties. Do you understand? That's how this works. When I die, each one of my kids gets $1 million policy.
Your mother's a wonderful human being. St. Angela. Would you go into a situation with in-laws that you don't really fuck with? You don't really get along with them. You know what I'm saying? 2 years is a long time.
2 years is a long time. But I'm kind of with Mr. Woolley on this. Mm-hmm. Because for me, like living in Los Angeles, like knowing what my rent is, and I have an older rent controlled apartment, right?
Yes.
People are paying this, like this ain't even a house, no, back in St. Louis, right? My sister left Arizona. She's getting divorced. My mom had a property that she was able to move into. So that's, I would probably go home. Like I tell people all the time, like, yo, if I had like my mom or dad and they had a house, I would hella be living at home.
Running.
Aaron Hall, to take your family back to your mom's house. So this is the guy going to his mom's house versus another 4 years they can still achieve their goals. I mean, what's your thoughts?
They could probably put more down, lower interest rate. Sorry.
You're okay. You have to do what you got to do. Take your family back to your parents' house, whoever's parents' house, and get yourself together. It doesn't make any sense to be out there struggling and then you're going to be on the street the next week because you don't have anything.
Go back to your family. Nobody said nothing about being on the street. Y'all made that part up. Okay.
She know the rent too high.
The rent is too damn high.
Especially in California.
I'm surprised that y'all took that, you know, I mean, have you ever been in a bad mother-in-law, father-in-law situation? That's 2 years could be fucking 10 years. It's fucking might as well be 10 years sometimes. It could be horrible.
Yeah, but you got to think about longevity.
I'll write a book and go on tour. Like, nah, we saving this money. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about other outlets, mm-hmm. but that will also be a conversation. People have to have conversations prior to procreating, people getting, you know, married to people, and you gotta do it before you walk down that aisle or push your baby out, because mm-hmm. there's no mm-hmm. way. A lot of people be finding out stuff later down the line because they don't talk, they don't add, oh, this feel good, I don't want to make nobody bad. No, like, we need to do this. So they should have talked about that before. Old girl need to bite the bullet and suck it up. Like, and luckily, fortunately, he has somebody that's like, yeah, y'all can come stay here.
Can you say, I love my mother, but we can get along better apart. Good point, but I want chivalry. I ain't burning my bra. They too damn expensive.
Oh, she not buying her bra.
Yeah, she
damn, girl, what are you, like a double F, a G?
She got some, she's ample bosom. Okay.
That's when they really get expensive.
So she moved in with my mom at one point. I wasn't worth it for my mental.
But Uncle Ronnie, real quick though,
mm-hmm.
when you move into a volatile situation, that motivates you to find ways to get out even faster. So that 2 years, which is an estimate, could turn into one if you hustling because you don't like the conditions.
I guess. All right. Mike A or Mr. Allen or Mrs. Allen.
Michelle.
Live with your parents in theory. Some parents are awful and living with them can be a marriage killer, but if this is the case, y'all got to get together and have a game plan for it. I would say 6 years vice 2 years. You got a brand new baby. You going into an uncomfortable situation. I say stay on your own. Ain't nothing like being a grown up going back to your mama house. They will make your ass remember that. What is the drama to say? I would live with my parents. My daddy doesn't bother his kids and I'm bossy. So my mom leaves me alone too. You know what?
I could see in retrospect, like I said, being able to have a voice. And I think what happens is, like I said, there's a conversation going into it, right? And it took me a while, like, to move far away to get that voice, because we all know what happens, especially as Black, you know, people here.
Indeed.
You know, our parents say we can't ask questions. Why? That's like you talking back. And so
you're definitely talking back.
It's talking back.
Talking back.
We can agree to disagree, but I think that there's a conversation that you can be able to speak up and advocate for yourself. Now, when I move back to your house, I'm not a slave. I'm not about to be ripping and running for you. And I have a family. We can be, if I'm going to the grocery store, please let me know if you need something.
At least you can do is rip and run for me.
I feel like I ain't got you don't know my parents. You don't know. I know
exactly.
My
mom. That's my point. But
it's about the conversation. It's about putting boundaries in place. And if you, now I will say, if that person,
if you like get your parents' cannot, house living for free, you got a motherfucker, you got to be here by 12.
That's a little
much.
I'm 36.
we close at 12. All right, y'all. I gotta go, man. What a great show today. Shouts out to Dominique Lovins came through, the business bully Dave Anderson, and of course the great writer, producer, director, Miss Aaron Hall. Thank you so much, guys. Great show today. Well freaking done. That's it. We went 9 minutes over, and I never do that, but it was such a great chat. All right. Till tomorrow. Did it again, damn it. Okay.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man.